Okay, I'm not going to lie. Instagram is a beast when it comes to using Instagram, knowing how to use it well, actively knowing how to get followers and get in front of more people. People will either do it really well or usually kind of like average to poor. And I wanted to get someone on the podcast who does Instagram exceptionally well. Her name is Annika. She runs Pink Sparrow Social. And I've been following her for a little while. You can check her out at Pink Sparrow Social. And her specialization is in reels. So not just Instagram as a totality, but specifically in reels. And I know for us as a business, reels have been a massive focus when it comes to building our Instagram authority and our Instagram followership. And so in today's session, I dive deep with Annika about how she has been able to design reels that go viral, how you can design reels that go viral, the purpose of types of reels. In fact, she talks about the three types of reels that you need to have. And I thought that that was exceptional, the insight and what each type of reel looks like. So definitely listen out for that in the podcast. But if you find this valuable from today's conversation, make sure to take a screenshot and tag Pink Sparrow Social, that's Annika, and myself at Colin Boyd, and let us know what was most valuable from the episode. Now, I will say as well, this year we've had over 7,000 people join us inside of our Conversion Story Formula. Conversion Story Formula is our, it's kind of like the start of the journey of understanding what it's like to do programs that align with me and my content. So if you haven't gone and checked out conversionstoryformula.com, definitely go and check that out. It's a great place to start if you want to build a personal story that attracts and moves people into your programs. So definitely go and check that out. But without any further ado, let's get into today's episode all about creating viral reels on Instagram.
You are listening to the Expert Edge Podcast. This is the place where experts come to command the stage, position themselves as authorities, and scale their business up. Get ready to access your next level of potential with your host, Colin Boyd.
Annika from Pink Sparrow Social. Welcome to the Expert Edge.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, I've been following you for a while on your Instagram mainly. I know that you're incredibly active on there. You've got a significant following, like 270 something thousand followers. And the stuff that you produce online is just exceptional. And so I wanted to bring you onto the Expert Edge because I always like to showcase people who are doing extraordinary things in the industry and really leading the way in their specific niche, especially. And so why don't you share with the listeners what you do, how you help people, and then we'll kind of move into the whole actually helping them as well.
I love it. Great. So I am a reels coach, essentially. So my job is very niche. I help business owners learn how to create the reels, what sort of reels they have to do, and then what sort of reels will actually convert into sales. So it's all about reels and how to use Instagram to drive you traffic and sales.
What got you onto reels?
Okay. What got me onto reels? Okay. So let's go back to when I was running a social media marketing agency. I had lots of clients, different industries, and then COVID happened. And I lost all my clients because they either had to close their businesses or put my service on hold. So that was a really low point for me. I felt really vulnerable. I was scared. I didn't know where my income was going to come from. I didn't know what the future looked like. All I knew is that I needed to do something and it was all or nothing. Like I had to keep going. And at that exact same time, Reels had just launched on Instagram. Side story, Reels have the same birthday as I do. Back to the main story. So I sat on the couch.
Annika, You have the same birthday as Reels. What date is that?
I do. The 5th of August.
That is so good. You need to use that in your marketing. Do you use that in your marketing?
No, I don't. I should. Okay, when my birthday comes up this year, I'll definitely bring it up. It's destiny, so right?
I don't know if it's going to be a birthday. Great marketing angle, but that is so funny. Keep going. Sorry.
Let's use that. Where were we? So it was my birthday and I'm sitting there on the couch next to my husband and I look at him and I go, babe, look at this. These reels, it's going to do amazing. It's just like TikTok. TikTok is exploding. I know it's going to do really well. And he looked at me. He's like, you know, giving me the you look crazy kind of eyes. And I've gone, yes, babe, I'm going to do this. He said, I don't get reels. I don't understand it. I don't really know if it's going to work. But whatever you do, babe, I'm going to support you. Go for it. And so I did. I studied TikToks. I studied reels. I created a strategy because I knew if I was going to do this, I wanted to do it right from the start. So then I implemented this strategy for a good 30 days. After that 30 days, I was blown away. I had less than 1,000 followers. I had neglected my account because I was growing other businesses' accounts. And then something magical happened. We went from less than 1,000 to over 10K in 1 month. This is when Reels first came out. I was blown away. And then I realized, I think I'm onto something here. I'm going to keep going. I did it for 90 days and we went to 100K. And then I knew, yes, we definitely have something here. So then I decided to turn it into a digital product and teach others how to do the same. I didn't launch a big course first. I started with something small, you know, just to let myself know, yes, it works. Yes, other people can find value in this. They can follow this process and see results. So I just put out a really low ticket ebook and then it sold. And that was green light for me. And then, you know, it's been rainbows and sunshine since then with a bit of stormy days.
Yeah, totally. It's always got some stormy days. But I love that you tested it with a lower priced ebook. What was the price point of the ebook when you first released it?
$7. Really low. I was even considering $1.
And in the ebook, what was the angle?
The angle was complete basics because Reels had just been around recently. So I thought, all right, let's just do the Reels 101. How to make Reels, what you have to do, everything that a beginner would need to know. I was like, let's put it in this book.
Now on Instagram, which for me is my favorite social platform, I would say for sure. Like I'm the most active on Instagram. Instagram's got a few functions. Like obviously it's got Reels, it's got, you know, front posting, it's got DMs, it's got a whole bunch of other things that I probably don't even know about. But why for you is Reels like you think like one of the most powerful places you can put your time and effort into if you're on Instagram?
Oh yes, I love Reels and I went all in because of the power that Reels have. You have the ability to reach thousands of people without even paying for an ad. You simply create a video that's targeted at the right person. It, you know, it has the right content in it with the right structure and you can be seen by your specific audience and attract them to you. You don't have to chase. You simply put it out there and you bring your tribe to you. It is magic. And I absolutely love Instagram as well for this. It is an incredible tool to have.
In terms of building a great reel, what makes a great reel? Like if there was an ingredients that we could look on the back of the packet of, what are some of the frameworks or ideas for someone to create a great reel?
I love this. Okay, so you're walking down the shops, you pick up a packet and it says, create your own reel, ingredients required. So you have your basics that you absolutely have to cover, which I'll go into. And then I'm going to go into the layout of a really good reel. So ingredient number one that you need for a good reel is full screen. You have to make sure you're using the entire screen because if you're not using the full screen, it's empty real estate you're wasting and you're taking away from the viewer experience. You don't want them to have to squint. The next thing on the ingredient list is making sure that your key information is in the specific zone that doesn't get covered by text, that doesn't get covered behind the icons or the caption or anything like that. You want to make sure that the key information is in the safe zone, which is around the center, slightly above in your reel. The next thing you want to make sure is that it's good quality. You don't need a fancy camera or anything. You just need natural light coming in from the front, and the quality of your reels will be so much better. So those are the sort of basics you'd want to use in every reel. The next thing that the packet says is how you want to structure your reel. The best way to do that is to follow the three parts of every reel. You have the beginning, the middle, and the end, which is kind of like a story, but they have different names. So the beginning is your attention grabber. You need to grab attention, whether that is with a hook, whether that is with movement of some sort, whether that is with a specific audio that you're using, you have to grab attention. We are on Instagram scrolling like goldfish. We have a really short attention span. We need you to grab our attention because at the end of the day, Instagram is an attention game. Whoever can hold attention the longest wins. That brings us to the middle part, which is maintaining attention. You need to give value or in some sort of way that keeps the viewer watching. And then the final part of the three part, the end, you need to tell your audience the conclusion, the reward. I would call this the reward. So you have the attention grabber, the maintaining attention, and you have a reward. So for example, an entrepreneur on here who has an artist business, they need to grab the attention, let's say with a blank canvas. Then they need to show the process. You know, we are watching the brush strokes of the paintbrush. We're watching as the painting is, you know, coming to completion. At the end, you reward us. You actually show us the full piece. I've watched reels where I'm watching and watching and they don't show me the final result. So then I just keep scrolling past. But the reels that actually show me the result, I feel rewarded for my attention. Then I go to their page and I watch the next one because I know they're going to reward me for my attention. So that was a key structure to have, and it works for every industry.
How long can a reel be?
Great question. Reels can be minute and a half, and I have heard a rumor that they're going to be much longer. So Instagram is constantly innovating. And I heard that they're trying to make it so you can have YouTube equivalents on Instagram eventually. So yes, you can do longer reels and you can do shorter reels. The way you use them is strategic because you want to be able to maintain attention. If you're just starting out, I wouldn't recommend creating a really, really long reel because it is much harder to do the middle part where you maintain attention. So if you're new, I would recommend with shorter reels.
Do you know, it's fascinating because we posted a reel a little while ago and it was me sitting at a chair sipping a coffee, iced coffee, and then it just had like a little bit of text on it. It was like, you know, a 5-second reel. That reel has generated a lot of money for us. Hundreds and hundreds, like 400 comments, and has been watched tens of thousands of times. And it was literally me sitting at a table drinking a iced coffee with a bit of content written on it that went over it. What's going on with reels and kind of, you know, like the virality of them? How do you think about, because I know it does change and evolve as Instagram changes and evolves, but it's always fascinating for me what reels hit and what reels don't. Like, what's your philosophy in building, and like, I'm assuming there's like different types of strategies for reels. So can you just chat through your philosophy, your strategy for reels at a high level, just so we can kind of get it?
Yes, love it. And I love that you brought up to your audience that you posted essentially a B-roll style reel, just sipping coffee. But the text on itself is what captivated them. And then you expanded more in the caption, maintaining their attention and rewarded them, which is why you got all those comments. amazing. These reels are so easy to create and they are doing amazing. There's no excuses, anyone. So if you are out having a coffee, record it, because Collins did amazing. So my philosophy and the method that I pass on to a lot of my students is you need to have three types of content on your page at any given time. You need to have content that attracts the right people to you, so potential followers. You need to have content that connects with current followers, the people who are already there. Then you need to have content that actually converts those followers, because at any given point in time, you have new followers, potential followers, and current raving fans. So you need to speak to all of these people at the same time. And the best way to do that is with reels that attract, reels that connect, and reels that convert. And they're all structured very differently. So reels that attract is your kind of content that is relatable, shareable, makes a person go, ah, yes, me too. That's me. I see myself in your content, or you get me. Reels that connect is where your value comes in. Are you teaching them something? Are they learning from your page? Are they connecting with your story more? And then conversion reels are the ones that showcase to your audience that you have a method, it works, it's worked for these people. And so you're sharing, I guess, your results, and you're saying, if you have these desires and these problems, I can help you with that. So essentially, that's the three areas that you need to touch. And if you can do that with your reels, my friend, you are going to be on a holiday sipping, whether you drink alcohol or not. I don't drink alcohol, but you could be, you know, drinking a pina colada under a palm tree, looking at your reels, making sales while you sleep.
A non-alcoholic pina colada. I had one of those the other day. It definitely wasn't as good as the alcoholic one, but so good. Okay, I love this, Annika. The idea of attraction-based reels, which are very much connection-based, kind of I see you, you see me, and I can help you. And then value-based reels, which is that the connection, like providing value, etc., and then conversion. Because when I think about it, over the years of the reels that we've done, and I've had a few reels that did millions and millions of views. I remember there was one reel that I did. It was actually a trending audio, and I was sitting in my bed, and it was basically like an English guy saying, basically, how did it go? It was like, I'm in my office. Like, this is my office, and I'm lying in my bed with my laptop. Now that got me a lot of followers. I don't know if they were the right followers, but it was, we had like thousands and thousands of comments on it. And that was kind of like just funny, quirky. I mean, my personality, I like to kind of take the piss out of myself and just do stupid stuff. And then we've also got reels where I'll be like, hey, here are three things that you can do in a keynote to make it convert better on the back end into clients. And so it's like something valuable. And then we do reels where it's like a call to action, DM the word story, and then it leads to like a mini chat, etc. Is that, am I doing it kind of right, or what are your thoughts?
Yes, well done. So you definitely have your attraction reels, like the one that went viral. Why did it go viral? Because so many people were relating to it. And luckily for you, people who work from home in bed with a laptop kind of sounds like your target market: entrepreneurs, coaches, yes. Speakers. So luckily for you, the reel that went viral was related to your niche, which is very important. You wouldn't want a reel to go viral on a completely different topic that you teach about, because then you have the wrong followers. So the next time you post, they're not going to engage with your content. So it's going to do really bad. So I would rather have you serve your audience than go viral for a random reel. So well done with that reel. And yes, you do this very well. You are teaching your audience and providing so much value. Now, one thing to take note of as a creator, when you're posting these reels, of course, the reels that are more educational, they don't do as well as the viral reel style does, but yeah, they have a different purpose. They are there to connect. And I think it's important to remind ourselves that they are still successful reels, that the views aren't as important. The conversions is more important. So some reels are focused on selling and some reels are focused on attracting.
I like that because that is so true. The reels that we do where I'm teaching, they get a lot less views. But what you're saying is you need to think of them as a different purpose, that they're serving the purpose of providing value that then leads into, if they're the right person, they might join the program.
Absolutely.
In terms of you, in terms of some of the trending stuff that's happening right now, like what, Annika, what's hot right now? Talk to us about reels, what's hot right now in this reel space.
What's hot right now, as in what's trending? Well, by the time you listen to this episode, yeah, there'll be something else that's trending. So I can teach you how to find trending audios really easily if you would like that.
Please teach us that. I think that just that one skill would be amazing for all the listeners to understand, and even just understand what a trending reel is, because I think some people don't even know what that is.
Great. Okay. So let's say you are scrolling on Instagram and you see the music at the bottom, and if it has an arrow that points upwards, that means it's hot. It's trending. A lot of people are using that audio right now. So that is your sign that this is a trend. How do you see the other trending audios? You could do it that way. You could keep scrolling. Or once you see a trending audio, click on it. You will be taken to another page where you will see everyone who used that audio. The next thing you want to do is actually click on the very top where it says trending. Then you will be taken to the top 50 trending audios right now. From there, you can look at how many plays they have. I recommend using one with around 10,000 uses. So it's very new, very hot, because the bigger they are, the harder it is to be the best performing reel in that trend. So I recommend using the smaller, newer trends while they're fresh. Another way you can find trending audio is when you are about to film a reel, you simply click on the music icon inside the Reels app. And from there, you will be taken to an audio page. You can see the ones with the arrows are trending. You can also see new releases. You can see original audios. So creators who are making their own sounds, often they are lip syncs in there, which I personally love. They are so much fun. And another way, the third way you can find trending audio, which is completely new, I only noticed this update on my phone the other week, is I went into Instagram, I clicked professional dashboard, I scrolled to the bottom, and there it said trending audio. I click on it, takes you straight to the top 50 page.
Okay. That is so good. I mean, I feel like for most people here, like even just those little tips, I want everyone to open up your Instagram, even as you're listening right now, and have a look at what Annika just talked about. You know what? You're right. Right now, if I'm at the bottom of my professional dashboard, it says trending audio. It literally, they've like pulled it out, which totally makes sense. And I love the idea of even the amount of uses. You mentioned around that 10,000 to what was it, 20,000 or so?
Yeah, mid-range. Fresh and new.
Yeah, so I think that's really good.
Colin's right.
Sorry, keep
Take
going.
Your phone no, out, have a look right now or pause this episode and rewind back and follow through.
Yeah, that's so good. So first of all, if you guys aren't following Annika on social media, on Instagram, definitely go and follow her. It's at Pink Sparrow Social, because her reels are so, and you can sense this even in the way she teaches, she's very tactical, like very practical. And even just then, like for me, like right then I just did it, boom. I've just learned something right away. And that's what I love. That's why I wanted to bring Annika on. Because I just know that from this space, she can add so much value. Now, tell us about your business model, why you created that business model as well. Because I know obviously you use Reels to grow your business, and then you have a Reels Academy, which is your signature offering, your signature online course, what's typically the process that people go through to work out whether they're a right fit for Reels Academy? Like, what does your flow look like, your funnel look like? Because on the Expert Edge, I always love to explore people's expert businesses, because for most, you know, not most, there's a lot of listeners out there who are still kind of new to the expert world and how this all kind of all connects together. So could you explain even like your business model and the evolution you've been on? I know before we talked, you mentioned when I first started, I had this small product and then it went to that and then I'm changing it out. Like, have just have a conversation with us about your business model, what that looks like.
I love this topic. I love talking about business. And I also love understanding how other entrepreneurs are running their businesses, because it gives you an idea of, hey, maybe I could try this. Maybe I could implement what they're doing in my business. So what I did do at the start is I just launched a test product to see how my audience would respond. Then I got the green light and I created my bigger course. That happened very fast. And then after that, I realized I should create a funnel so that I can direct people down a nice process that offers so much value, takes them deeper and deeper down the funnel, and at the same time qualifies them for the higher ticket item. So the top of my funnel is the Reels. It is just free value, free content, attracts the right people in, you know, teaches them something, gives them quick wins. And so that builds a trust really quickly. Then from there, someone can download my free, one of my freebies. Right now I have a freebie that's, you know, the top 7 reels that you need to be posting to make sales, a plug and play script, fill in the blanks. From there, someone then receives another bonus in their email. So I'm educating and I'm nurturing more through the emails, a masterclass they can watch. And then in the emails, they also then receive the next item, which follows on to the Real Ideas That Convert. It goes into a mini course, Real Ideas That Converts mini course. Then from there, the masterclass also then directs people to Reels Academy. You know, it's set up in a specific way. I know you have amazing methods that you teach your audience, and I'm really looking forward to learning more from you on how you structure your webinars. And so that webinar then funnels people into my Reels Academy. So that's essentially my product ascension model.
That's so cool. I mean, to be frank, that model is basically the exact model I teach inside, especially in our Sell From Stage Elite program, which is our implementation program. There's kind of the two phases that I like people to do is, the first phase is building a great presentation that moves people into their signature course. And then the second phase is adding a mini course so that you can start building conversions on the front end that lead once again into your signature course. And so it sounds like you've got both of those things happening. For us, that's made such a huge difference. And then you've also got some freebies and some free downloads and lead magnets. So I love that. Thanks for sharing the process. And you're using automated webinars, right? What sort of technology are you using with your automated webinars?
Great question. So I love Kajabi. Everything is all inside in there. And then I also use, is it Deadline Funnels? So it's got a countdown timer that's unique to each individual, which then gives them an offer that is time-based and follows up with an email sequence.
Beautiful. So just Kajabi, Deadline Funnel. I love that. Great pieces of technologies. ManyChat, because I think, you know, ManyChat's kind of like the little sister companion to Reels at the moment. Can you chat us through what ManyChat is, how you're utilizing it, how other people can utilize it, and why it's so valuable?
Yes, I love ManyChat. Once you learn about ManyChat, you're going to realize how this can transform your business. The key thing you will take away is that it automates it. It does it all for you, you know, while you sleep. This is how these creators and people like yourself, Colin, and I are able to send leads and create sales overnight, is through automation. So, for example, Have you scrolled through Instagram and you notice a reel that says comment a keyword, and then you see all these comments flooding in and they all have replies happening and it's within seconds, and you're wondering, how are these people able to reply to all these comments? Do they have a team behind them? What is going on? What magic is this? It is ManyChat. So ManyChat, you can link up with your Instagram so that if you ask your audience to comment a keyword, you can reply to that comment and then straight away send them a DM with the value you are offering, whether it is your freebie, whether it is more information. This is absolute gold. People are more likely to take action if they receive the link within 10 minutes. Any longer than that, then the rate drops drastically. So the importance of sending it instantly is going to give you higher conversion. So I use this with my conversion reels where I say, you know, do you have this desire? If you do, here is the free guide that's going to help with that. Comment the keyword and I'll send it to you. This works like magic. It is incredible. This is the top of your funnel. Now, you don't just use ManyChat with your reels. You can use it with your stories. Someone replies a keyword, they get sent a DM. You can use it in Instagram lives. So you can send anyone who commented on the live the links or interacted with your live. You can send them stuff. So you want to use this as your value stacker. So anytime someone engages with your content, boom, they receive more content from you, more touch points. It is incredible. Now, ManyChat isn't just for Instagram. You can use it for text messages, Facebook. It is incredible. And then you compare ManyChat with things like Zapier to then take those inputs, those emails, and put it into your database. And then from there, it can all continue to be automated. So the reason why you want to use ManyChat is because it keeps the user on the platform. If you are telling your audience, hey, go click the link in my bio, what happens? They stumble across, maybe they find your page without getting distracted. They click on the link. There's six different links there to choose from in your link tree. And then let's say they do click on the right link. Then they have to scroll through the sales page. Then they have to click another button, fill in their name and their email address. This is a long process, which means your audience is more likely to drop off through each of those stages. Instagram also wants to keep the users on the platform. So if you can collect names and email addresses right in the DMs, Instagram is going to love you. Another good thing that happens when you have these DM conversations is the algorithm goes, hey, these guys are close. I'm going to show their next story, their next reel to this person again, because they have a relationship going. So there's another bonus of using ManyChat. It improves the closeness of you and your audience.
And I love ManyChat, how it creates that instant engagement. And then is it true that, you know, like the more comments that the post is getting, the more it's going to show it? So it's like this automated comment machine that basically pushes it up the algorithm.
Yes, these are the reels that go viral because everyone's commenting these keywords and that goes towards engagement. Then ManyChat is replying to those comments, which doubles the engagement, which, like you said, Colin, signals to Instagram, this is a good post. We'll push it out to more people. And so it just keeps spiraling up and up and up.
Yeah. Yeah. So it shows Instagram, this is valuable. People like it. People are commenting. So let's show it to more people. I'm a massive fan of ManyChat. In fact, we have a consultant who basically works on our ManyChat every month, every week. And we implemented ManyChat on the last launch. And it was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And it did exactly what you mentioned, like all the integrations, got it all connected in. In fact, tomorrow, we're actually doing a ManyChat masterclass with my consultant in our elite program. I just wanted to share that because that's how much I believe that ManyChat is such a great tool, and so cheap. It's like $30 a month or something like that. I think it's such a great tool for anyone who's serious about taking their followers and turning them into clients, or turning them into leads, at least into some sort of opt-in. So I love that. Now, if someone was just getting started with Reels, What reel, Annika, would you recommend them to make and what would that look like?
Just getting started, I would highly recommend doing a Your Story reel and pinning it to your profile. And you can check out Colin's page and learn how to create a proper story and how to craft it.
ConversionStoryFormula.com. Yes. yes, I love that. So do their story, their personal story, post it to the front. What are your thoughts on words on the reels? Like, how important are they?
Extremely important. It goes back to that structure of grabbing attention. Whoever can relate to the words you are using on your reel is who you are going to attract. So if I was to post a reel and it said, point of view, you are a business owner and you want to make reels, but you have no idea where to start, then you find my page. Straight away, only people that are business owners are going to go, oh, yes, that's me. Yes, I need to learn how to make reels. Okay, great. I'm going to go check out your page and hit follow. So the keywords you use is crucial. If you are, for example, finding that you have a lot of your competitors, what this is telling me is that your content is more relatable to you rather than the person you are targeting. So I would highly suggest that you switch your language from I and me to we, us, and you. This is going to make a huge difference in your content and building that community.
In terms of the, like, right now, or if you reflect on what has made the biggest difference for your reels that you're working on, what are you thinking about, like, to be able to take your reels to the next level? Because I know you're incredibly creative. What are you thinking about as being, like, things I'm trying to, like, push and test right now?
I'm definitely testing different types of reels with my audience, what they prefer, because each account is different. Some reels resonate more with one account versus another. Another thing I'm doing is improving the hooks I'm using. I know it was really great to use things that say, like, three ways or three tips. And I know you do this and you do it beautifully, but I would suggest experimenting with different hooks, more specific hooks. So, for example, instead of, say, you're a fitness coach, instead of saying three ways to lose weight, I would go really, really specific. I would go, all right, what not to do if you want to lose weight, if you want to lose 10 pounds in the next 30 days, like, getting really, really specific with your content and then seeing if you can flip the hooks, making them negative or positive, but extremely, extremely specific.
Yeah, I love specific hooks. Ads. Are you big into ads? Like, do you use ads with your reels? Like, what are you doing with ads at the moment?
Good question. I am a big advocate for organic, no paid ads. Ads are amazing if you do them well and, you know, you can retarget them. I've noticed your ads appear after I've engaged with your content. They're beautifully done and crafted. For me personally, my branding is all about being able to do this without paying for ads, because if you stop paying, then you stop getting the reach. And sometimes you may push an ad, but you don't know if it is good quality or not. Whereas if you post a reel organically, you will find out which one actually performs better based on your audience rather than based on how much money you're putting into it. So you're using ads. You could even post the reels that perform better and turn them into the ads.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, we definitely do that. We do a lot of boosting of our reels and best performing reels in organic, turning them into ads and all that sort of stuff. I definitely agree. I think you need to start with, you know, like, most people don't have the skills of even just knowing what their true customer wants to connect with. And you have to start with organic to be able to do that. It's definitely the kind of the best way to go. In terms of them getting some great ideas to turn their reels into sales, I know you've got a new guide that you've been building, Annika. Can you talk to us about this, the 7 Reels That Convert guide?
Yes. In this guide, I've decided to put together a template that I have used personally when I've done launches, when I've sold products that have given me the most leads and the most sales, and I've narrowed them down to the 7 styles, the 7 types of reels that convert, and I've turned them into fill-in-the-blank templates, which you can just plug and play straight away.
Oh, I love that. So we'll put a link in the show notes for that. So if you're listening on the podcast, which I know you are, on your phone especially, check it out in the notes. Go and grab it now because, as you can see, Annika's stuff, super practical, really helpful. And I think, I mean, we're just so everyone knows, like Reels for us is a massive focus. And so, which is why I wanted to bring Annika on. It's a huge lead driver combined with ManyChat. But it starts in the Reels. It starts in understanding the psychology of Reels, the types of Reels. And we've just, you know, covered some really good stuff today. Any other final encouragements you would love to leave our listeners with, Annika, as they go out and create their Reels?
Yes, absolutely. So there is the perfect post paralysis where you don't post the Reel because you feel, oh, it's not perfect, or it's not at this standard, or it's not incredible, amazing, and the camera quality is not as good. I would highly recommend just posting. Post as many Reels as you can, learn as quickly as you can, then you will find out what's working for your page faster. Because if you are thinking, I'm only going to post when it's perfect, you post less. So it takes a lot longer for you to find out what actually works and doesn't work. And when you post more, you let go of the previous reel a lot faster because you're already thinking of the next one. So I highly recommend just pressing post, because your first reel isn't going to be the same as your 100th. But to get to your 100th, you have to post your first reel.
Yeah, love that. Take action, guys. Annika, it's been a blessing having you on the Expert Edge. I trust people have gained a lot of value. Guys, go and grab the 7 reels that convert, download in the show notes, and please go and connect and follow Annika, which is Pink Sparrow Social. And also, put it if you want to take a screenshot and put in your stories, tag Annika and myself at Colin Boyd and Pink Sparrow Social, and let us know what was most valuable from this episode. I'd love to know. Put it in the stories, and would love to connect. I know Annika would love to connect with you there. Annika, it's been a pleasure having you on the Expert Edge.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. I look forward to the next time we have a chat.
Why is it so hard to know what content to include in your speeches and webinars? Knowing which ideas to keep in and what to leave out is the difference between just getting claps or signing clients. If you're really serious about making your content highly persuasive, make sure to download the Persuasive Content Builder while it's still available. Go to www.persuasivecontentbuilder.com and get your step-by-step formula for designing and delivering content that connects with your audience and moves them to join your programs. Until then, we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The Expert Edge.